shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The talk of the town. WGN Radio 720.
With your guide, Dave Hoekstra.
Bedtime turns me off and I don't mean maybe.
Fasten your seatbelts. Thanks for listening in tonight. It's Dave Hoekstra and Nocturnal Journal with Dan Long producing tonight. We've got a great show. Next hour, we've got the Sylvies, a 10-piece band from formerly from Ukrainian Village and now the near West Side. And we also have Ron Dante of Sugar Sugar fame, the vocalist of the Archies and the former editor of the Prairis Review. But on the phone right now from Tennessee is our good friends Dale and Luann Klein. Former, are you still King County Cougar season ticket holders, Dale and Luann?
Yes, we are.
Yep, still big fans watching the score tonight.
Are you really? So, Dale and Luann Klein, I met, you'll have to fill in when exactly I met you. But I know you, the reason you're on the show, 334 minor league ballparks and 51 major league ballparks. That's been your visit. You keep a log of that? You've seen all those places?
Yes, we do. Keep a log and update it every time we go someplace.
Okay, Dale and Luann, how did this all start?
Well, it all started when we were on vacation in Nashville, Tennessee in 1986. And it was such a hot day. We went back to the motel room from our touristy stuff and saw an ad about a minor league game at the Iowa Cubs playing the Nashville Sounds that night. We didn't know anything about minor league ball, but had heard about it and decided we'd like to go because we were big Cub fans already at that time. And we went, and, of course, this is back in 1986, so there was free parking, cheap tickets, family atmosphere, a packed house, and we sat next to a guy who knows as much about minor league baseball as we do now. And from there on, we were hooked and started traveling on various vacations and weekends to see different minor league parks.
Around minor league baseball.
You plan your vacations around minor league baseball?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And was that Greer Stadium in Nashville?
Yep.
Yeah.
The old Greer Stadium with the old guitar.
Yeah, with the old guitar. Right. You know, that guitar is still standing, even though they have left the stadium. The guitar is still out there in the outfield.
Now it's an outfield park. Right?
Yeah. Dale, you're originally from Milwaukee. Luann, you're originally from South Bend.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Tell us a little about your history. Dale, what did you do in Milwaukee? What brought you to the Chicago area?
I grew up in Milwaukee, went to school, graduated college there, and taught in the Milwaukee public school system for 5 years as a biology teacher in high school. And what brought me to Illinois was we worked for over 40 years for a nonprofit Christian organization called Awana Clubs International. That is clubs for Bible clubs for kids from preschool through high school. And I had worked in those clubs for 14 years before I moved to Illinois to work at the headquarters. And now I'll turn it over to Luann for her story.
Okay, Luann, your story from South Bend. I know your dad was a truck driver.
He's a truck driver, yep. I worked at the Chamber of Commerce in South Bend as an assistant and was involved in different projects in South Bend. For a couple of years, and then I always wanted to work at a Christian nonprofit organization, and my brother had worked for Awana out in California. He was a field rep, and so he said, why don't I apply at Awana in the customer service department, and I did, and got a job there right away, and met Dale, and the rest is history. Now, I didn't know anything about baseball growing up because, you know, South Bend is all Notre Dame, and that's all my family knew about was Notre Dame. So I was not a baseball fan, never even played the game or went to any games or anything like that. So it took off right away when we went to a minor league baseball game. I really got hooked.
And that was 1986.
That was 1986, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, for both of you, what was it that resonated with you? And maybe you could weigh at going to a minor league game versus a major league game?
Well, first of all, Luann got hooked on baseball, and 3 years before that, we had some good friends visit us, and we went to Wrigley Field, just like you'd take to anybody to a museum or something, And this was 1983, and the lad really liked baseball. And then you know what happened in 84. The Cubs won the division. And so the lad thought that that's what being a Cubs fan is all about, is cheering for a winner.
It was great, man.
And we started, of course, then going to some major league games. You know, go to when the Cubs are in Cincinnati and Cardinals or something. And, of course, it was affordable back then. But 3 years later, when we started doing minor league ball, we really got hooked and learned about all the different levels and enjoyed the differences in the stadiums and everything from concessions to how the stadium parking is configured, just everything. So we liked every aspect of minor league ball, the business as well as the stadiums, the facilities, and the players.
Now tell the listeners, what's your drill? I mean, you get there like about 90. What? Just give us a little sequential thing of when you get to a ballpark. You get there about 90 minutes before the game? Or is that a place you've never seen before?
Yes, it is. And then the first thing we do, most ballparks are open an hour before, is we go around and take pictures of the outside of the park because we, this is all before the days of computer and stuff, so we have scrapbooks by league of all the places we've been. And we take pictures outside, inside, anything that's different. For instance, like signage of concession stands. We'll also mount the schedule and the tickets. And so after we come over the trip, then our hobby is to log it all in our scrapbooks.
And last, I talked to you about a month ago. You had 35 scrapbooks that you made?
Yeah, it's probably more than that. Big three-ring binders kind of thing. And as you go, we always just record when we return to the stadium with just a few pictures. We call it, you know, like a 2017 visit. So we're always expanding the number of books and that kind of thing. Yeah.
And you sent me your roster here. This is a 6-9-17. You've been to 24 Pacific Coast League ballparks, 24 International League ballparks, 17 Texas League ballparks, 20 Southern League ballparks, 14 Eastern League ballparks. It goes on and on and on. Do you drive all the time? Do you fly?
We drive. We never fly to these places. We just take weeks off and just drive.
Well, you know, here's what I know you didn't drive to. I actually did this myself. Hawaii Winter Baseball. You didn't drive there, right?
That's where we had to fly on that one, yeah. That was really cool because we had planned this vacation with some friends of ours, and we found out that there was a couple baseball teams out there. And so I said, we'll go on one condition if we can go to two baseball games out there. And we did. It was fun. It was really cool.
Yeah, that was kind of the precursor to the what they're doing in Arizona now. They kind of shifted that whole Hawaii thing into the fall league in Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, long before our time, there was AAA in Iowa, too. I think it was even the White Sox. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Well, AAA in Iowa. I mean, Tony La Russa managed in Iowa before he came up with the White Sox. That's in the Disco Demolition book I wrote. Yeah. Now, you also did here, look at Independent League, 13 Northern, 26 Frontier League, 4 Heartland Leagues, 5 Northeast Leagues, 7 Central League teams. Now, are you fan? I mean, you must be fans of the game. I just went to a Joliet Slammers game not long ago, and you know, that's about the lowest level of play that I can tolerate. I mean, do you pay attention to the game and the quality, and do you keep score, or is it just more of a aesthetic experience for you?
Well, we don't keep score because it distracts at least me too much. I'm further looking down. However, what we both do is we listen to the radio. And most teams, even independent leagues, are on the radio. And so that keeps us in the game and keeps us not distracted from all of the minor league games and stuff going on outside. But, again, independent, it's still pro. And we just enjoy, again, some of these independent teams are really elaborate now, too. Stadium.
But it's amazing how many players get called up to the major leagues or an affiliate of the major leagues from the independent leagues. That's why we like to watch them, too, watch these kids play.
And you drive around. You told me you've had 11 straight versions of a Dodge Caravan minivan.
Oh, yeah. <That's>, it's loaded.
So you run out, you take a Dodge Caravan to the limit and then just buy a new Dodge Caravan. Is that how that works?
That is correct, yes. We just have the one car, And we usually just run it up to about 100,000 miles and then sell it to some friends so that we can afford to get another one. So we always drive. Now, we plan our trips, you know, so that we do a number of games in a row in a different, like if we're going to the Appalachian League or not, we'll make sure it's in late June after the league has started. And we'll go to we'll go through all the schedules so that we're going not going zigzagging back and forth. So I remember we've been doing this now for over 30 years.
handicap the Midwest League. I know we both like Clinton, but you were there at the very first game of the Kane County Cougars out in Geneva, right?
Yes. 1991.
Yeah. Still have the souvenir to prove it too. It was a keychain replica of the ticket of that night.
And I'm sure you traveled around the Midwest League. Talk about some of your favorite stops then and favorite stops now. I always like to give props to Clinton, Iowa.
Okay. Well, let me talk about Clinton, and then Lynn's going to talk about Quad City Stadium.
Oh, okay. That's good.
We like Clinton because it's a throwback to the old Rickey Ballpark. We also like it because we can go biking on either side of the Mississippi River.
Clinton is great. Dan Long, you got to go to see a game in Clinton, Iowa. It really is. They've got you can walk to the Mississippi River. There's a little supper club. I was just there this summer. There's a little like supper club right on the river. And now that I got a camper van, Dale and Luann, they got a little RV park right next to the place. It's really, really a great stop.
Yeah. Park right next to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And right next to that RV park is where you signed your book in 2009 for that All-Star game.
Oh yeah.
The whole, you had a booth there, and that's where we got a copy of your book.
Cougars and Snappers and Loons. Oh my.
Right.
So Dan, it was like built in like 19, it was like an old WPA ballpark. It was like built in the 40s, maybe?
Really?
Yeah.
I remember reading it because you wrote about it in the book. I remember reading about it there.
Yeah. Do you go to many minor league games, Dan?
No, I don't. I just don't have the opportunity to do it as much as I'd like to.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get you out to Clinton. And then Quad Cities. Take that away, Luann.
I like Quad Cities because it's got a tremendous view of the bridge over the Mississippi River. It's an overwhelming feature that wherever you look in the stadium, you can see the bridge, and it's lit up at night, and it's just beautiful. And also, we have ridden our bikes on the trail that's right between the stadium and the river, which, of course, is very picturesque. Unfortunately, we have witnessed many times over the years the tremendous flooding along the ballpark, and so they've developed a very unique flood wall system in that they set it up in sections and can actually take it down when the water is receded.
Right.
It's called the River Bandits. The mascot is a raccoon dressed like a bandit. The name originally, I think, came when casinos were only on boats on the water back years ago. But one of the interesting things about this park is that they were called the Swing in 2004. And the mascot was an orangutan named Clyde. And at that time, they had a powder blue and caramel uniform, which, of course, nobody liked. Everybody hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually named the concession stand. They were called the Swing Time Concession. But that lasted only about 4 years, and then they went back to the River Bandits.
It was kind of Big Spider back then. He came from Davenport or something. That's why they went with that jazz thing for a while. Okay, I want to ask you about what you do in the off season. We're going to take a break for some spots here, and then don't go away with more of Dale and Luann Klein's amazing baseball journeys on WGN.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720, where we have major baseball fans, Dale and Luann Klein. Longtime Kane County season ticket holders. They've visited 334 minor league ballparks and 51 major league ballparks. You just retired to Crossville, Tennessee. What brought you to Crossville?
Good friends no climate. The climate change of no snow and cold and all of that kind of thing. Cost of living. I think those are enough reasons.
Yeah, very cheap to live down here.
And you got away from you weren't in Cook County, but like the soda tax and all that. How long were you up? You were in the Carpentersville area. Is that where you lived up here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 42 years we're in Carpenter's.
42 years. So have you seen any base? When did you relocate? When did you settle in? And have you seen any baseball this summer down in Tennessee?
We moved about 3 weeks ago.
And yes, we've been to one Tennessee Smokies game. The AA affiliate of the Cubs is about an hour and a half, 45 minutes from our house. We're planning on going to an early evening game tomorrow. They have games at 5:30. So it makes it real convenient to get back home.
And they're on Eastern time, so we gain an hour coming home.
Yeah.
Do you have any other trips planned this summer?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any other baseball trips planned this summer?
Well, our vacation this year is going to be coming back up to Illinois area. I've told you already we're going to be seeing some Cougar games over the weekend. However, we're going to thread our way back up through Illinois and stop at Marion, Illinois, for a Frontier League game of the Southern Illinois Miners. And then we're going to come up to the area of to see Cougars and probably a Boomers game, too.
About the end of August, maybe.
How has minor league baseball changed since you've been doing this?
I think it's changed the same way Major League has. You don't have free parking many places anymore. Tickets are real expensive. And, of course, it depends on where you are. The Cougar tickets reflect the Chicago, Illinois area prices, whereas other places are not as much. But I think that's been the main change is it still is affordable family entertainment, but still concessions, tickets, parking has all gone up in the last many years.
The Chicago market has kind of a national reputation for being a hotbed of minor league baseball, and now, I don't know if you've known this since you left town, they're going to have the Chicago Dogs. They're going to be part, I think, of the same league that St. Paul and Gary is in, the American Association. They're going to play out by Rosemont. Do you, as people who go to all these games, do you think it's oversaturated around Chicago?
It doesn't seem to be. We follow the attendance figures of the Cougars and of the Boomers in Schaumburg, and again, Schaumburg will lead their league with 200,000, maybe a quarter million, and the Cougars always have over 400,000. Years ago, they made a half million, but still, every year, they get over 400,000. So it's not so much oversaturation of baseball. It's just there's so much other entertainment that baseball always has to compete against.
Do you have any memories like no hitters or a certain player you enjoyed in the minor leagues that graduated to the major leagues? Can you talk about a couple of your memories and all your road trips?
Well, there's so many different things. I still remember a little 7-inning no hitter in the Appalachian League of Johnson City Cardinals, Tennessee. And I don't know if that stadium is like that anymore. It's been so many years ago, but it actually had a terrace like the old Crosley Field in Cincinnati. And so that was kind of memorable. Luann has a favorite double-A ballpark in Montgomery, Alabama, she'll tell you about.
The Biscuits?
Yeah, the Biscuits. Have you been there?
Yeah, I have been there, yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought you had.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. The train depot is incorporated into the stadium design, and it's pretty neat because as you go into the stadium, you enter through an old train depot, which has been made into ticket offices and gates. And there's even a bar and a restaurant along the first base side there as well as concession stands. And the gift store is called the Biscuit Basket. And everything is creatively displayed, including an old potbelly stove in which they display souvenirs. And they carry the train depot throughout the stadium. The concessions are called the train station or the rail yard. And then, of course, they have a concession stand just so you can buy biscuits. They have chicken and biscuits, and they also have biscuits and gravy there.
See, your recall is great. I was only there once. When I go out and research these books, I always try to fit in a minor league ballpark visit. But I didn't remember a lot of that stuff. Are you reading from notes, or you remember that off the top of your head?
Oh, I'm just remembering it. Something else cool, Dave, and I don't know if you know this. When we were there several years ago, is that there's a train that actually passes by quite often during the game. And if a player hits a home run ball in the train, then the mayor of the city pays him $1,000 out of his own pocket. And
wow,
we read
that
somewhere else.
You know, I've followed you guys and I've written about you guys, and it's just to me it's a fascinating story about devotion on so many levels. I mean, devotion to a sport, devotion to travel, devotion to each other. I mean, it's great. I mean, here you were, Luann. You really didn't know much or follow much baseball till you met Dale, and you've seen the whole country and have all these memories together through baseball.
It's something we can do together, a hobby, you know.
And the reason we remember stuff like this is because we keep these scrapbooks. And we were just adding something in the Southern League scrapbook the other day when we went to the Tennessee Smokies game. And so we're flipping through. And, again, that's why we remembered all this about the Montgomery Stadium, because we were just flipping through one of our scrapbooks.
How long have you been married now?
37 years.
Well, congratulations. Well, enjoy your time in Tennessee. And I'm going to come up and see you. You're going to be back Labor Day weekend at Kane County?
All three games over the Labor Day weekend.
And that's another thing. I mean, the community, they gave you a surprise farewell. Before we wrap it up, you want to talk about that briefly? They did a little thing on the scoreboard you didn't realize that they were going to do, right?
Yeah, we were just talking to the GM about this was our last night, and then they put they announced it on the radio. We listened to the radio, of course, and so they made a big deal out of it on the radio. And then the next inning, they had a nice paragraph about us on the scoreboard. And so then all the season ticket holders, you know, gave us a standing ovation, and that was pretty cool. Very unexpected.
It's a great story. Well, thanks for taking time out from your busy schedule to join us on Nocturnal Journal. Dale and Luann Klein, baseball travel experts.